And welcome out to Benedictine High School, the site for today's Division III regional final between the Avon Lake Shore Gals and the Fighting Irish of St. Vincent St. Mary. It'll be Bree Jones in the center circle against Sydney Ferguson for St. Vincent St. Mary. Ferguson wins the tap without a contest for Bree Jones, and we are underway here at Benedictine High School. Izzy Palinko now works off a Milligan screen, drops a defender. Palinko, scoop layup, yes! Izzy Palinko, a pretty finish on the right side of the lane. We're knotted up at two. Miller nearly had it taken away. Finally finds an escape route with Bree Jones. Baseline drive from Jones, kicks it to the corner. They swing it around now to Olivia Miller. Stops, pops at the free throw line, good. Olivia Miller, pretty stroke right there. 4-2 Avon Lake over St. V. About 2.5 minutes into this Division III girls regional final. Good defense here by Avon Lake, really pushing St. Vincent St. Mary out beyond that perimeter. Not a lot of paint touches right now for St. V. Melania Cornute, timeout Carly Whitney. Carly Whitney gets a 30-second timeout here for St. Vincent St. Mary's. Boy, Jared, Avon Lake, they are locked in defensively right now here in this first quarter, aren't they?
They play a stifling brand of defense, and that's one of the things where you got to like them in any matchup that they may encounter, is that the tempo that they want to play with, they can win in a track meet if they have to. They, I think, would prefer to really slow it down and make it a rock fight, muck it up a little bit in terms of how they can slow a team down and just make them feel uncomfortable. That's what happened on that possession.
Alyssa Jones, met by Tatum Smith. Alyssa Jones looking for a driving lane. Finds Palinko, open three, rolls around and got it. Izzy Palinko left that short on the iron with the old shooter's touch, as they say, Jared. 3 more points for Avon Lake. Shore Gals lead St. V 11-7. 45 seconds left to go here in the first. Here comes Taylor Rogers-Williams on the drive. Wild righty layup, no good. Rebound secured by Olivia Tobin. She's got 3 seconds. She's at half court. Tobin passes to Rent. Three is up. It would count if it goes. Yes! Evelyn Ritt for three to end the first quarter. And just like that, Avon Lake has doubled up the Irish of St. Vincent St. Mary. There's a turnover for St. V. Yes, it is. Bree Jones comes away with it for Avon Lake. Numbers in transition. Jones stops, pops three. You better believe it. Now back into the hands of Olivia Tobin. And you can just tell the faces of these Irish girls, Jared. They're tired right now. Evelyn Ritt on the backdoor cut. Layup inside is good. Second free throw from Jones, no good. The final second ticks off the clock. And Avon Lake, your Shore Gals are headed to the state final four. Avon Lake wins this Division III girls regional final. They knock off St. Vincent St. Mary by a final score of 40-26.
Rocco Nushi has gone fishing, and he's found a Shore Gal.
I did. I found Izzy Palinko, now a state final four athlete, as she wins the regional final. You guys played them, I believe, January 4th is when it was. To me, this game showed me that there was a fire from January 5th till now, that you wanted another crack at these guys, and you got that here today. Was that kind of the motivation behind the performance we saw today, Izzy?
Yeah, there was definitely like a lot of intensity coming into this game. We all were down on ourselves, knowing, I think we all knew we could have done better last time we played them, and I think, yeah, coming into this game, we really wanted to win. I mean, it's a really cool experience. We made it this far. We haven't in many years, like, and it's crazy. We've been on a roll recently. Like I said, like, our confidence is just building up more and more every game we get to, and we're all confident in each other. Like, we play unselfishly, and when we play as a team, we do really good. I mean, obviously every team has letdowns, but we've been on a roll, and it's been awesome seeing us play like this, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, well, we could see the joy on all of your guys' faces those final, you know, 2 or 3 minutes as reality started to set in. So we'll let you get back to celebrating, but thank you very much for coming up
here
post-game. Congratulations, and looking forward to seeing you guys in the Final Four.
Thank you so much.